right? So you had to watch out because, and then you would get a text. You would get like a mass text or email, like this year's gang, I don't even know from who, but this year, it was like this year's gang initiation, they're going to be cutting people's faces. So watch yourself, you know? And that would just be the info. It'd be like, oh, okay, I'll keep that in mind. Thank you for the intel.
They're going to be cutting people's faces. Wear face masks.
Looking around. Yeah. Where's Waldo's about to jump us in? Like, let's get out of here.
And now that I think about it, I don't know where those messages came from. They would just be anonymous.
That'd be hilarious if it's like the principal.
Yeah. Just be like Central Intelligence for Gang Initiation, the principal of my school. Did you guys go through that? Did you guys have info?
No, I was country. Like we were in the country, so there was none of that at all. Like they might have done a little bit of that in like North Lafayette, Northside High, but yeah, where I was, there was no gangs like that. They had a group of stupid redneck jocks who tried to make a gang. And yeah,
they didn't know how to be friends without feeling gay.
Yeah, no, that's the correct response is aw. Like it was dumb. They basically, what they tried to do was like start like a ring of like selling drugs to high schoolers and shit, and they were just dumb kids selling drugs to high schoolers. They weren't a gang.
Yeah,
it's like what first of all, you don't have competition. Like it's,
they're trying to be intrepid, yeah, entrepreneurs. Fucking,
it was so dumb.
Oh man, that's so sad.
I had like 12 people in my graduating class, so it was kind of the same. We just had wacky shit at our school. Like, you know what the power team is?
No. Oh wait, was that music thing?
No, it's these fucking buff dudes, like kind of dressed like pro wrestlers, and they rip phone books and shit for the Lord.
For the Lord?
For the Lord.
For the Lord. So it was like, I remember this now.
It's like they trick us with cool fucking, they'd blow up big fucking hot water holders, but yeah, like balloons, this, and pop them and shit and rip giant phone books and metal beams. And it would all be like, if you pray, you can also rip phone books.
Where was God, this is in Texas?
At our school, at our public school.
That's wild. Become ripped for the Lord.
Yeah, I guess I see what's happening. So your gang initiation was the church trying to fuck with you every year to try to get you to join their gang. That's funny.
Oh shit! Yeah, man. Power team. How can you not fucking believe in Jesus?
God, I know.
Power team.
There's a trick to ripping phone books, though.
No,
yeah, Jesus. Yeah, there
pray.
Is.
Oh, great.
Read your scriptures.
These guys ripping phone books, so he doesn't think about gay sex.
Yeah, for sure. He's still thinking about it.
Yeah. It's like, I love a women.
This is a random number, and then it's like, oh.
That'd be hilarious.
He's like, oh, Gary.
That'd be hilarious seeing the satanic version of that, like the Satanist version of that. They're trying to rip Bibles, and they're just failing because it's like hardcover shit.
Well, Satanists wouldn't be able to rip Yellow Pages because they're all vegan.
Yeah,
so they most of them don't are vegan. Have the strength.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not Satanists are such a disappointment. Oh, yes. they're doing this?
This is 2011 promo.
Get out.
Damn. What is happening?
Oh,
right now?
Fire! The devil won't stand
what
a chance.
Nope.
I see.
Now that we've seen this, I'd like to talk to you guys about the Lord.
This is great. this is Jesus stuff?
That's Jesus stuff.
Dude, why are they always trying to trick you guys into going to church? It's like you're getting molested twice, you know? You get, even before you get into the building, they're already fucking with your brain.
Your mind.
Yeah. Ugh.
You like superheroes? Look at these guys.
So is wrestling kind of like an out? Like a way to have that kind of entertainment, but in a more commercial way where you can just be a person who watches something cool?
Probably.
Oh yeah.
I feel like a lot of wrestlers, you do see that they're very religious for some reason. There's like Christian wrestling and shit.
Did you grow up with wrestling as a kid? Like from a little kid?
My parents liked it and stuff, and I would always watch it.
Did you believe this was real fighting at any point at all?
He still believes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Don't ruin it, Stan.
Listen, I got to tell you a couple things about wrestling and Santa.
I knew what was going on, that it was like a
show.
You
always knew.
I don't know, though, because I remember, do you remember when the wrestler Owen Hart died?
I'm very ignorant. There
was this one wrestler, and they his gimmick was the Blue Blazer, and he was like a superhero guy. And so they attach him with like beams and shit to fly across the top of the arena, and then it breaks, and he falls to his death.
Yeah, that's happened. Like, yeah.
Die. And I remember the day after that happened, I think I was in like sixth grade, I remember telling my friends, like, I think The Undertaker did it.
Really?
Like, and being serious.
That
like,
is so funny.
Seriously thinking that the, like, in the wrestling storyline, that The Undertaker would, like, go and fuck with Owen Hart's safety belt. So maybe I thought a little bit of it was real.
You thought the beef was real, for sure.
Yeah.
Because for me, I'm trying really hard to understand wrestling, right? But it's hard if you don't come from it as a kid.
Yeah.
So it's like I got to reset my brain, right, and try to look at it from a childlike perspective, right? And I'm like, even as a kid, I would know that this is a little bit bullshit, right?
Yeah.
I was watching the Andre the Giant versus the Hulk fight. And you can tell. I mean, the Hulk is so dramatic. He falls down like an opera singer, you know? He falls down like, no! You know, like, and does a lot of really dramatic shit. And
that's really what it is. It's like rude Broadway, you know what I mean?
It really
it's
is.
Like
yeah.
a play with violence and
yeah, it's filled with action. That's why, like, I that's not why I got into it, because it's like that I talk about on the podcast a bunch. Like I'm an action guy. Like if I were to make Dune, it would have way more worms.
Yeah, that was the conclusion for us of Dune.
But yeah, and also. Hey, everybody, this is Clay on Turtle Reads.
Hey, what's speaking up? Of, how's it going?
Speaking of wrestling, we are doing Andre the Giant, Life and Legend on the podcast with Dylan, MC Lunchbox, here today.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's great to have you on. And yeah, that Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan, not the Hulk. Hulk Hogan.
Oh, is that what I said? I'm sorry. God damn it. I'm just an old, out of touch bitch. Just some dumb bitch. Look, just bear in mind, I'm going to be a dumb bitch.
There
about
was,
this,
a,
lo- for the
there
most
was
part.
A lawsuit there, so you're not. Too crazy. There was Hulk and Hulk Hogan lawsuit, right?
Really?
And Marvel and Vince McMahon and stuff.
Oh, okay.
No, I totally did like a dumb bitch thing, you know? Like, it's okay. It's okay. I know that I can be a dumb bitch, but, and I just was. So, okay. Hulk Hogan. I'm sorry.
No, but then Andre the Giant really did throw the Hulk Hogan into the audience.
Right.
That was pretty crazy.
Yeah. What's interesting?
Oh, wait, no, he didn't throw
that
Hulk Hogan.
That scene of the book is dope. The art just like changes and it gets really dark.
What's his name? Looks something sick. Wepner? That was the boxing fight that he threw.
That
guy. The guy to the ring. Yeah, yeah.
So with that guy, with the boxer who went up against Muhammad Ali and inspired the movie Rocky, right?
Yeah.
That's all to say.
Chuck
I don't
Wepner.
Remember. Yeah, Chuck Wepner. I don't remember his name. Yeah, so Chuck Wepner, right?
Him fighting Andre. Inspires Rocky, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah,
fighting Muhammad Ali.
Chuck Wepner was the inspiration for Rocky Balboa. And then his fight with Andre the Giant inspired Rocky Balboa versus Thunderlips, which was Hulk Hogan.
Hulk's
character.
Interesting. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. So he wasn't informed, the boxer.
Yeah.
Chuck Brown was not informed that this was going to be rigged. Or not rigged, but choreographed, rather. Right? Ugh, okay.
And Andre was just... such a big dude and could do like he basically could do whatever he wanted in that ring with somebody, so he was just like, all right, take a few punches, bam, all right, take a few more punches, throw you around. Like he could have made that match go any way he wanted,
right?
he did
that, yeah. He literally launched the dude out of the ring
because the dude got a good shot on him, right?
Yeah, he was wailing on his head and everything. So he did do that. But once he started wailing on his head, then Andre was like, all right, well, you know, fuck you a little bit.
Let me show you where we're at.
And then he did the headbutt. And according to this book, he took the brunt of it with his hand, but it still was enough to actually kind of
knock him
a little bit. And he was dazed.
Yeah.
And I like the scene at the end where he's on that little...
the ring cart
and they're throwing trash at him and he's like talking shit.
Yeah. Whenever he puts Hulk Hogan over as the champion and then like he's leaving the ring, but they were afraid he couldn't walk
to the ring. So they got him that mini ring.
Yeah.
Take him out.
Yeah.
That, yeah. The disease is called acromegaly. Most people know it as gigantism. But yeah, that having that seems like one, it's almost a superpower until you get older. Like,
yeah, basically. You're
basically the Hulk until you get to age 35, and then you're a disabled person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I honestly would do that.
I knew you were going to say that. I was waiting for it.
I would take that trade in, you know, being like the biggest dude.
Do their skulls keep growing?
Yeah, everything. Yeah, everything. His brow grew, his like everything.
Last week I went to wrestling and there's this giant wrestler on it, Satnam Singh, and his like eyebrows here.
He probably has it.
Sticking out. Like, yeah. I haven't really brow seen ridge, that.
Man. Yeah, he probably has it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know. Because you don't hear, like, I don't really hear about anybody having that nowadays. You know, maybe Yao Ming had like a version of that or something because he's like stupid, crazy big. But yeah, that I'm interested to see how do you know how old that guy is? Shad Singh or whatever the fuck?
I don't know how old he is. He was a Dallas Maverick.
Oh, wow.
For a little bit. Now he's wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
he's
makes sense.
Giant though. He's like 7'3", 7'4".
But he has that condition for
he
sure.
He has to.
You think so?
Yeah, if I he has like the brow ridges, the brow, then probably so.
Yeah, they like that's stick
what,
out. Really
that's
far.
Specifically what it says is one of the things that keeps growing is like your face, like everything keeps going. Huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like telling Kat, I'm not trying to be. I hope this isn't like a racist thing or something. But why is his eyebrows doing that? What is that?
Wait, what?
I didn't know if it was like
if rude it was to call racial. Them.
Like, you're like, oh, Polacks are weird looking.
That's just Indian brow. Oh, you know.
I didn't know these Polish people look so fucking weird.
Well, no, that guy, he's like Middle Eastern, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Is he? Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. What is he, like Iranian or something?
I don't know.
Satnam Singh.
Yeah, I know who, I like, I have the picture in my mind, but yeah, he's like probably like Iranian or...
The Great Khali is a giant wrestler too, and he had this guy.
Yeah. Okay. I'm looking him up right now. Oh, wait. Are you looking him up? Okay. Cool. Where is he from?
Let's see.
Yeah.
Hindustan Times. He's from Hindustan. Where's Hindustan?
Hindustan.
Is that in Texas?
Yes.
Hindustan,
Texas. I mean, look, there's a Mecca here, Texas. There probably is that too.
God damn, he's a big motherfucker.
Yeah, oh, yeah, big guy. Big boy.
You see his forehead, though?
It's like, yeah, but it's not as...
It's not as pronounced. But also, he does look younger. So, maybe. Like, he looks like he's, like, maybe 30.
Yeah, but by 30, Andre the Giant was already...
Yeah, but
kind of reaching the last third of his life, right? So it was already getting to be a problem.
Yeah.
Which was crazy because that surgery that they just kind of passed over in this book.
Yeah, that back surgery.
That's not a trivial
no.
surgery. That's really intense. And that's fucked up.
And they had to put two operating tables together, use special instruments because of how big he was and shit.
Yeah, and give him just insert a brace into his spine just so that it would support his
weight.
Did
they have 1 9-foot table randomly?
Yeah, no.
Operating table or something?
The hospital room. The hospital actually had 1 9-foot table.
Really? Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't believe that. I think they were like, go to the cafeteria, cut the milk, and then just cover it up. They'll never know.
Just tell them we got
one.
Hey,
here you go. You know, we're prepared here at Mount St. Joseph fuckface. Yeah. But that is a crazy, because Gene just got back surgery. And all he did was get a small incision to take out a thing, right? And that was enough to put him out of commission for at least a week. You know, it's really, really fucked up to get back surgery. And so he must have, the kind of pain he probably was in when he was fighting Hulk Hogan is not good.
No. Yeah.
You know, it was really intense. You could tell it by his face. Oh, yeah. It was really intense.
Yeah.
He's a really interesting person. He's a really likable person.
Yeah. Even though he did have a few moments where he wasn't that good of a dad.
Who the fuck is?
He was a bad dad.
Nobody's a good dad. And also, you know, nobody's a good mom. You know, everybody fucks up, really. Women just do something else that's fucked up, that's different from guys. Guys just, you know, they'll leave. You know what I mean? But the worst thing a mom can do sometimes is stay. You know what I'm saying? So there is that.
But yeah, he definitely like he was in the world of wrestling, and he was like dedicated to it, like protecting the kayfabe and all that shit. And but he would also do like just some weird.
Wait, what's the kayfabe again?
Kayfabe is keeping up the appearance that it is real.
Right.
It's like the storyline yeah. of wrestling.
Right.
That's why he would, you know, whenever he was supposed to be passing on the championship to the Hulk Hogan, he saw one of Hulk Hogan's friends walking down the hallway. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to crush Hulk Hogan this week. You know, he tried to keep that up even amongst the inner workings, you know.
That's probably why, even though you felt when you were watching it that it was kind of that it was choreographed to some degree. Right. What you did believe in, though, was the story. Yeah, and I think that's the most important part of the wrestling is what I'm realizing, right? It's that this story. But, okay, is this like a male brain thing, though? Because how is it that all you could deal, like, for you, it's just enough for like, a guy to just mash another guy, and then that guy to mash another guy, then that guy to mash another guy, and then that guy to mash another guy, and another guy, and another guy to get it. You know what I mean? Like, that's just enough for you? Like, over
yeah,
and over
definitely.
Again?
I mean... But just like how John Wick is like enough for some dudes,
yeah,
you know
sure.
what I mean? It's like,
but it's always an interesting way. Is like they had matches back in the day where like the Undertaker buried a dude in concrete in put him in a coffin, then like poured concrete on top of the coffin.
Okay,
like they do wild shit like that, jumping off of a 30-foot cell onto a table with somebody on it.
Yeah,
like it's. Still,
nobody's bullying Clay and telling him that Dragon Ball Z is fake and that Super Saiyans aren't real.
No, people do. People bully nerds all the time.
Yeah, they
people,
do.
People bully
For
nerds
sure.
the most. Yeah. Because it's not even actors. It's like drawings, yeah. right? And you're like super into the drawings. So, yeah.
God forbid you talk about Harry Potter, dude. They'll be like, oh, there isn't real.
Yeah. You know? So and the Harry Potter is the one that is justified, I believe. We should bully Harry Potter fans most of all. Wrestling fans are fine because they get it, right? Nerds get it overall, but Harry Potter fans are sick. You know, they're sick people. Look, they're crazy. So
whenever I was young, got into Harry Potter, me and my friends, we did the thing where we were like, oh, I got a letter from an owl and shit and.
You see what I'm saying?
I was in like elementary school. I think I was in kindergarten actually, whenever that shit happened. And yeah, we pretended and shit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We shouldn't make fun of those people.
Yeah, you see how the way you just said that though. You see how you just had like had to confess it, like you were talking about the first time you and your friends touch each other's peepees. You know what I mean? Nobody else talks about their shit like that. It's only Harry Potter fans. It's like, yeah, you know, I did kind of get a broomstick and ride around on it. You know, I was doing that for a while. I'm sorry. Nobody else does that. That's why Harry Potter fans. It's like, okay. We gotta rectify that a little bit. People went a little too overboard. So anyway, yeah. You picked this book. Why did you pick this book?
It was just a random kind of thing. I was like,
so you have no connection to this book. You don't give a shit about this book.
This book rules.
Okay, so you love this book.
He was talking about wrestling comics, and I was like, "Have you read the Andre the Giant one?" He was like,
"Well, you love this book, then."
Yeah.
Then why didn't you just say that?
I don't know.
This is some fucking Austin shit. This is what I'm talking about. People in Austin are fucking... Everybody in Austin just doesn't want to act enthusiastic about anything.
That's
and I
just
get,
my personality,
nah, it's all of you guys. It's all of you. And I get it.
Oh, I love this I book. I'm so excited
no,
for
no,
this
I
book.
Understand.
Andre the Giant.
After what I've seen with the Yellow Pages getting torn for Christ, yeah. you know, I understand that there's an economy here of trying to get you excited to trick you into Jesus. Yeah. I get that. So you're trying to hide it so that you can have your own interests and live your own lives. I understand, but you love this book. You should just say you love this fucking book.
I love this book.
Fuck
it's a great book. The art is wonderful.
This is a book.
Good stories to pull from.
Yeah. Did you read the prelude, the intro, whatever, by the person who?
Yeah, where he's like talking about how people say wrestling's fake.
Yeah. No, but I like. Okay, I know a guy that sounds just like this guy in person. You know, and what he is he's a fan, right? He's really enthusiastic about what he loves. To the point where it's almost like conviction, like he has integrity about it, you know? And I really like that because it reminded me of my friend Ray Goots, anyway, you know, whatever. But yeah, he wrote it. It's very short. It's simple, right? But very honest. And even when he was like, yeah, some of these stories might be bullshit a little bit, right? But it's but they're cool, you know? And I'm just like, this is great. I like this guy, you know? And did he also do the artwork?
The same
guy?
Yeah,
I like it. The art is really simple. It's clean. Yeah. It's really nice. Composition. It was fun to read. And
I
it was good.
When it changed to that Hogan fight too.
Yeah.
And it got real dark with light shading and stuff. It made it look like a really big deal. That was cool.
Well, the interesting thing is, okay, here's what he did, right? This is what I thought was cool also, is that he used sort of, maybe not even on purpose, he used Andre the Giant's condition to actually drive the plot, right? Because the more fucked up his body got, the darker the story got, right? So that by the time he had to be a heel in order to, and then he did the whole thing, you know, so Hulk Hogan could basically have a career, right? His body was already, you know, destroyed. it was kind of destroyed at that point. And then it got dark, and it was just really interesting. And I watched, each time I had a chance, I would read the fight that he talked about, and then I would watch the video. Then it would talk about an interview. I would watch the interview, and it really helped me with the fights, because I don't understand wrestling fights. You know what I mean? So what is happening? I'm like blah 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 blah, and there's like
it's the chair.
It's the chair.
For some reason, this chair is making a weird squeaky noise.
Oh my god! I need another woman. Some reason. I need a woman. I need a woman in this room.
It's not rubbing up against anything. It's just
What a wrestling fight is. It's just some guy hopped up on cocaine, being like, "This guy's gonna win."
Yes.
That's pretty much all wrestling is. It's just like a dude on coke being like,
"Oh yeah, I get that.
Yeah,
you're gonna fucking beat him."
Yeah,
then they go and do it, and people go to it.
Wrestling,
it's really stupid.
No, of course it is. It's American, you know, and I mean that in a best way. Like, it's American stupid, right? Where it's just like really gung ho, and it's dumb, and we're all gonna get together and do some dumb shit, and it's gonna be a fucking great time.
I think that's yours rubbing up against here.
Oh, it is? Okay. Mm. Did you? Okay.
There we go.
I'm sorry, Clay. Sorry, Justin. Guys, we're going insane.
Yeah, me and Justin are looking at each other going like, what the fuck is that noise? And I thought it was mine. I'm like moving my chair over.
It's just me being overly enthusiastic.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. The wrestling is quintessentially, it's like Reagan era, fucking swinging 80s, cocaine crazy, colorful, big hair. Like, that was when it was at its peak.
Yeah.
So, Abraham Lincoln was a professional wrestler.
Was he really?
Yeah.
What do you know about that? Did you ever find anything? Like, just pictures or something?
I don't think there's pictures or footage or anything.
Yeah, that's illustrations.
Just stories.
Before that, but yeah, that's
that he dope. would like put on wrestling shows.
That's crazy. He was a tall motherfucker.
I was just going to say, didn't he also maybe have a pituitary thing? Where, look at that. Oh, that's AI.
No, that's real.
Thanks, AI.
Yeah,
that's
real.
Look at this.
I swear.
Oh, my God. Look at that. No, that log cabin one, that's the one that I think of when I think of Abe Lincoln, because they always share that meme. Like one of those.
He's a wrestler.
Or wrestler. This one?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's on it. Yeah. Oh, huh. Man. Dude, wrestling is so gay. It's
pretty gay. I'm going to put you in a chicken wing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a full Nelson is like the gayest position you can get a guy in.
Yeah. Yeah. We all know this.
There's this one tag team called Billy and Chuck, and their whole gimmick was that like they were gay, but they didn't know it. And the storyline like went so far as to them like getting married, but they didn't know that they were like getting married. They just thought they were like being an official tag team. And then right before they were about to say I do, they like realized, they're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
We're not gay. And that was the whole story of that character.
Where did you see that? Where is that?
That's in probably like 2004 WWE.
Oh, okay.
It's on TV, Billy and Chuck.
Wait, this is WWE still?
Yeah.
So gay.
Oh, yeah, they did a bunch of shit. You used to do the wrestling show here, Creek in the Cage. It was a live show. They would show clips and shit. he spread a lie that I was dating I dated and fucked a Down syndrome chick. Fuck you, Dylan.
Funny. I think I'm going to further that rumor from now on.
It's not a rumor. It's a lie.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle is what you're going to say. It's not a rumor. It's a lifestyle. She barely acted her age.
Y'all played, what was the gobbler or the
gobbledygooker?
They had so it was like built up over like a couple weeks or something.
Yeah, it was like a month or maybe two of build up. There's this fucking new guy coming. He's in a fucking egg. It's fucking scary as shit.
Like this giant egg that they would wheel out to the ring and shit. And
what year was that?
98 maybe or 97.
Okay. Yeah,
that was Aliens was out. Species, that movie Species was out. People were really into it.
Yeah, so you're like, this is gonna be some creepy fucking shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They show the smoky egg, it's slowly starting to crack, like on Survivor Series.
Yeah,
the egg, and then it fucking happens, and this fucking
it's a turkey man,
giant turkey man comes out, the gobbledygooker. This guy comes out of the fucking egg. Nobody cares about it. They're like, what the fuck?
What?
It was the gobbledygooker.
Okay, what?
And there is a scene where Mean Gene, he's like commentating and he's like, it's the gobbledygook. It's like, whoa, it's the gobbledygooker.
This is like if I had a 5-year-old, he came back from kindergarten that day, and this is the kind of shit that I would hear from him, and I'm just trying to get him a sandwich. I'm trying to make him eat a sandwich.
He has the same mind frame as a coked out Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just have him come out of an egg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be a turkey man. They'll give it, they'll love him.
One of the classic clips of Vince McMahon is him saying the N-word in front of Booker T.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen this clip?
Have you ever seen that?
Wait, the clip? Vince McMahon did it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they were all, like, Hulk Hogan got caught saying the N-word, right? Vince McMahon, right?
This was part
Andre
of
the Giant.
Andre the Giant in this book?
Yeah. Andre the Giant, they don't really put any context as to why.
This is a speech bubble with
bullshit.
The N-word.
That's bullshit.
What joke was he telling?
That's
at least tell us
the joke. That's what I
want to
know.
What do you call?
Was it, you know what I mean? Was it one of the
what
classics?
Do you call?
But no, yeah, the Vince McMahon clip of him saying the N-word, that was part of the storyline. For wrestling, like that airs on TV.
That's the one of him saying it, and then there's the one of Booker T calling Hulk Hogan the N-word on WCW.
Yeah,
but he said it like classic. as in like a greeting, or he just
listen,
called somebody.
We'd have to cut it from the episode.
Yeah,
yeah. Bleep it.
Yeah, we.
This one.
People love bleeping.
That's different.
No. I can't show the video at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we could just show us. Reaction
What's up,
shot.
Boss? How you doing?
Yeah. What's good in the hood?
Just hold it down, trying to take care of business.
Keep it up, I'm a nigga.
Oh, okay. Yeah, whatever.
There's that version.
And then Booker T.
And then Booker T saying that.
Oh, I see.
Tell me he did not just say that.
This is so hilarious.
Tell me he didn't just say that.
Queen Charmelle's rolling her eyes at Vince saying the N-word.
Yeah. Well, she's doing it. She's giving him that look. Like,
And so, like, yeah, that wasn't even like...
You gonna let him get away with that, baby?
That wasn't even like hot on the mic or anything. That was part of the aired storyline.
They probably agreed to do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
They wrote that. A dude Vince McMahon wrote that down, showed it to his other executives. They were probably like, I don't think you should do that. And he's like... No, yeah, we're going to do this.
when his daughter, Stephanie McMahon, got pregnant for the first time, like one of the first thing he does is like calls a meeting. He's like, she's pregnant. We're going to have a storyline where I'm the father of the baby.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. That's
like
hilarious.
An incest. And everybody's like, what the fuck, Vince?
That is great. I mean, that guy's a visionary, you know? he's breaking taboos. Don't you see what he's trying to do? He's an activist. He's using his power for good. Right? If everyone wasn't getting all offended, right, we would have solved the N-word problem to this day. And we would be able to just say it on this episode without fear of reprisal. Okay. True. And so now look at us, because we stopped doing cocaine and we started doing weed. So we should go back to cocaine, I think. That's what we should do.
Wrestling should go back to cocaine.
Wrestling should go back to cocaine. Yeah. Let's all go back to cocaine. Cocaine, like the economy was never better.
Do y'all think Andre the Giant did cocaine?
If he did, it was a whole fucking line.
He did all the cocaine. And they would bring it to the party and be like, this bag is for us, this bag is for Andre.
He just pulls out a pool noodle.
He pulls out like a... No, he pulls out a... He's like one of those didgeridoos from Australia.
Didgeridoo.
Man.
Yeah.
He must have been a great person to hang out with.
Fuck yeah. Dude, like, whenever he was going up, they were going over, he got on a flight and he's like, how long is the flight? 5 hour flight. Make me 8 double screwdrivers.
Right.
And I was like, I've come over here and done 7 double whiskey cokes and then gone to work. And I'm like, I think I could hold my own with Andre the Giant drinking.
Yeah, probably.
That'd be a fun night, man.
I like the panel with one of the Princess Bride actors. I forget who it is, but he's just like, Andre's handshakes are my favorite thing in the world. That's so wholesome.
Every morning he would be like, oh, I haven't shaken your hand yet today, and just like shake his hand.
I could see that.
Yeah, dude.
His hands are just so huge. I want to shake Andre's hand.
At the Princess Bride taping, he would like put his... Robin Wright was standing there cold, and he just puts his hand over her head to warm her up. And it's like, yeah, his whole body, like, his body must have been running like super hot.
Oh, she was real cold. Yeah, and he just warmed her up with his head. Yeah.
With his hand, dude.
Come here, little one.
Yeah, his hand was the size of that dude's head. The third row, second picture, where he's like got his hand next to that dude's head.
Yeah,
that's me, Gene.
Yeah, dude.
I love that guy too. The guy that interviewed him. What's his name?
Me, Gene Okerlund.
This guy right here, Mean Gene. Yeah, I like him. He was so enthusiastic. Yeah. And so kind of into what he was doing and the whole conversation. It was great.
He had a tough life. They had this reality show one time on the WWE Network, and it was like Legends House. And they made all the legends live in a house together. Oh, and he was like busted out crying on one episode. My wife's dead. It's like,
are you serious?
Yes. Oh, so sad he has a mental breakdown.
Oh my God.
Come here, Mean Gene. I'll hold you, brother.
That's hilarious to go, oh, come here. Like to feel bad for a guy named Mean Gene.
It's like Hacksaw Jim Duggan is there in the house. And they're all just like, come here, Mean Gene. It's okay.
That is like a weird part of wrestling where it's like they get older and older. And like these are guys like Mankind and shit like that who are like dark and gritty and shit. But now they have like these mental issues and back issues and all this shit. And you're like, you feel bad for them. Back in the day, they were like some of the most badass dudes from like my childhood. You know,
they're like that because of our childhood. You know what I mean? Like we wanted to see them get hurt and shit. So they did it.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, now I got sad.
That's why they all die early. Let's go back to Andre the Giant. Pain pills and shit because they're just
there is a lot of drug addiction and alcoholism. Yeah, because it's not,
they are athletes, but in other sports, like there's seasons and shit. There's no seasons in wrestling. If you're healthy, you're doing it
constantly
every single weekend. House shows on the weekdays, like 300 something matches. Traveling, that's crazy shit to put on your body.
Yeah.
Plus you're showcasing at places that are just full of vice. You're just at casinos, at Vegas, at this place, at that. And it's all surrounded by just hookers and blow bars. And that's fun.
Especially like the low level indie shit where they're just doing that for like $20 and hopefully to sell 2 t-shirts and get a hot dog and shit.
I have a couple of friends that do amateur wrestling.
It ain't easy.
I think amateur wrestling might be even worse than this professional wrestling because there's even less safety.
And
they all get head injuries and just completely fucked up.
At that level, you're trying to like break out from the pack. So you're trying to do the craziest shit, you know, like the double front flip into thumbtacks on a table or some shit, you know?
The low level deathmatch scene is insane. Where they like use real weapons and barbed wire and cut themselves open without insurance. They probably have a union job or some shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, why are you doing this? Do it for $25-$30
But then talking about the vice thing, it's like whenever he went into that bar and him and his friend were, Andre the Giant and his friends were sitting there, and that lady comes over wanting an autograph, and they're like, fuck off. And then they just keep, he pays the dude to keep the bar open for 40 more drinks. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you're that size of a dude, that level of a dude, and you can do that, then yeah, you're going to just sit there and have 40 drinks that night, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, it is a crazy lifestyle, especially whenever you get to that level.
Well, but he was also drinking that much because he knew he was going to live past 40.
Yeah.
Right? So there's also kind of a depressing element to it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Where he's one of those interesting paradoxes that captures people's imagination, kind of like Christopher Hitchens getting cancer, you know what I mean? And all that, and still being an atheist, right? It's kind of like once somebody kind of hits on this weird contradiction, it's and they roll with it, like they take it with grace and some weird level of dignity. Then you just that person becomes iconic, right? A representation of something bigger than themselves. Yeah. And Andre the Giant, as difficult as it may seem, he did represent something bigger than himself.
Yeah.
But yeah. And yeah, they had that whole,
I don't, what was up with that? You know about Obey, that weird logo?
Shepherd fairies.
Whatever the fuck.
Art shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Andre the Giant's face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy totally. Shit, I'm never not going to know that now. Fuck. That's creepy.
Like, yeah, that's crazy that some random artist was just like, I'm going to use Andre the Giant's face as my, logo, basically.
Get out of here. Are you serious? Yeah. That's fucking crazy. Holy shit. That just blew my mind.
Hell yeah.
That's insane.
Obey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just a giant.
Did he ever get sued for that?
I don't think so, because it's not you're using the name or anything. It's just art. It's literally just like a stencil of a face. It's not even like
he just did stickers at first and just plastered them.
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah,
it's not like he sold it at first.
I think eventually he did the design, he turned it into this.
Yeah,
which cleaned it up into his own thing.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of his now, because it's just very abstract.
Yeah.
But why Obey then? I wonder what that artist, why he connected Andre the Giant's face with Obey. That's something that
I saw. I wish go I watch could know that. Exit Through the Gift Shop. He talks about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember at all anything?
It was how big Andre the Giant was as a celebrity, and then Obey is just propaganda. Like that, every marketing piece and advertising is just propaganda.
Oh, yeah.
And that something dumb is this, and then putting Obey on it, mm-hmm. it's he plastered it everywhere and made his own propaganda.
It kind of reminds me of, the Roddy Piper movie where he puts on the sunglasses.
Yeah.
And then everybody, he can see who aliens and shit. It reminds me of that, what he sees.
They Live?
Too. They Live.
You ever see that movie?
No. Totally.
Holy shit, you gotta see that movie. Oh, it's such a good movie.
It's That's incredible. Great. The fight scene.
Yeah.
Fight scene's so like long. It's
just That's just a cultural it's like you're not cultured if you haven't seen the fight scene.
Okay.
You gotta see the fight scene.
Dude, step up your culture, brother.
We can't watch it here because that fight scene is like 15 minutes long. So we would not be able to sit here and watch that. It'll be insane.
I'm definitely gonna go look it up.
The unofficial sequel to that rules too, Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Oh really?
Yeah, he's Roddy Piper's the last man on Earth. And then it's all these like frog human people, and there's like frog bitches trying to get his
like
semen.
Hot frog bitches,
yeah. And he bangs frog chicks. There's frog titties in it. It's pretty
frog
dope.
How would you even you would touch him and he gets stuck? You know,
they're just trying to steal Roddy Piper's semen to keep.
They're just doing it with their tongues.
Wow.
The race going. It's
Dude,
pretty sick.
That's nice. Terrible.
All right. I got to watch these movies now.
I'll watch that one. I haven't seen that one. I'll watch some frog bitches with their titties and shit out.
One thing I did want to touch on, because I know you're a big, old school writer buff and everything. Whenever he got kicked off the bus and he started having Samuel Beckett drive him to school mm-hmm. in his pickup truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Samuel Beckett actually he confirmed it later in his life that he would drive around Andre the Giant to school.
That's funny. He's like, oh yeah, big ass kid. Yeah.
They mostly just discussed cricket, apparently. They would talk about cricket the whole time. And but Sammy Beckett did give Andre the Giant his first cigarette.
Yeah.
At 12.
Yeah. But was it the way it was portrayed in this book where it's like, you know, they stunt your growth? And then he was like, give it to me or something like
I
that.
I mean, I imagine that that was like a joke that they said, you know.
Hmm. All right. Well, it didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Or I guess it did because his grandfather was supposed to be 7'8". And he was only 7'4".
Yeah.
So I guess it knocked off 4 inches. So that's good. Okay. Yeah. Samuel Beckett. That's pretty interesting because he's one of those. He's a playwright. He's a novelist. He's a blah blah blah. But he's one of those. He's like the playwright writer guy version of like a comedian's comedian kind of deal, right? Yeah. Where he's not widely known, obviously. But in this really subtle way, he influenced a lot of other people and a lot of culture in his time. And he's just kind of interesting to check out, Samuel Beckett. Yeah. He's just an interesting whatever. Like, let me see. I don't know if he had anything like movie related. He might probably did. Let's see. Anything? Yeah, he looked like that guy. You could tell he was in the French countryside just fucking drinking and smoking.
Smoking cigarettes.
That's a grizzled writer.
Yeah, that's the face of a guy who wrote books, drank a lot, and smoked a shit ton of French cigarettes. Yeah, he's Irish.
Yeah, imagine cigarettes back in his day were probably healthier than ours.
Yeah, probably.
Especially like old French cigarettes. Like... It had to be just pure tobacco, like no like extra carcinogens and shit added into it.
Foreign cigarettes are pretty dope. Canadian cigarettes rule.
Somebody used to give me when I was in high school, I dated this Polish guy, and whenever they come back from there, he would bring Ukrainian cigarettes, which were pretty good. Like Ukrainian,
man, those got to be almost extinct now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, at this point.
Ukrainians?
Yeah.
Ukrainians and their cigarettes. Rotting jaw.
Look,
on
half
the
country's bombed,
like,
okay? The stores are gone.
Oh. Moving on.
But the tobacco fields remain. So, you know, and the migrant workers from Kazakhstan. So, you know, there's still an economy there. It's okay.
Sure.
It's okay. We could still get cancer, guys. Relax. I wanted to. When I was in high school, when I was still delusional about smoking cigarettes, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to learn how to cure tobacco myself so that I could just have it.
Nice.
Make my own. But you need a lot. Like at the very least, like if you're going to do it in the most redneck way, right? You need a big abandoned refrigerator. You know, you got to gut it, and then you got to retrofit it to treat the, you know, to put the tobacco in it. And
is
all
it legal
stuff.
To grow your own tobacco?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And especially in Texas. It's kind of the one of the redeeming qualities of Texas is that you can do a lot of shit here. You can have chickens, you know, you could do all of that. In New York, only Puerto Ricans have chickens and they use them for cockfighting. So, you know, it's not something you could just have.
I mean, that's not a solely Puerto Rican thing. I've told you before that my dad used to do civilized cockfights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
They put little boxing gloves on his chickens.
Yeah.
And made them fight each other. That's insane.
No, it was great.
Really?
Yeah.
Little boxing gloves?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Because like with normal cockfighting, they put their little razors, like the metal razors on the spurs.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad, they sell little boxing gloves that you can strap onto the spurs. And my dad would stop it at first blood.
You know what I would watch? I would watch a chicken version of wrestling where they have little boxing gloves and they have story arcs.
Yeah.
You know, where there's like an evil chicken.
Hell yeah.
And then, you know what I mean? There's like a deadbeat dad chicken.
We did. I mean, my dad, he had 8 main roosters that would fight. And he split them up between me and all my siblings and step siblings. Everybody had their own rooster.
Oh, wow. It's like Game of Thrones, but instead of direwolves.
Look, so second row, first picture.
That's hilarious. See?
So the little ball would go on the spur and it would strap around the leg.
You could put one of those little boxing gloves on the tip of a guy's dick and then put another one on the tip of another guy's dick and you could just like do dick boxing.
But yeah, they
this is great.
He all of us had our own rooster, and we had like a tournament style ladder match going between all of our roosters, and mine was the champion for like one or two months.
Whoa.
And then he would regularly rotate them out into the yard so that they could fuck chickens and have more babies. Well, he put mine out in the yard, and then whenever he brought it back in, it wouldn't fight anymore. It would only run around.
And he's like, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Well, no, my grandpa came out whenever we were trying to fight him once. He's like, oh, that's the rooster I saw my Rooster King fuck in the yard.
Oh, that
his
is
rooster
like wrestling.
Was raped
Dude,
by
that's
King.
Totally wrestling. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. My rooster was straight up raped in the yard and turned prison bitch by a rooster called King.
Because he probably liked it. He liked it.
No, he was trying to fuck King's hens. And King was like, I'm not having that shit. So
no, I mean, when it happened, right? And he didn't want to fight anymore. He's like, I want to be one of the girls. Maybe King will fuck me again.
Yeah, I mean, I was like 10 years old, so I just had to come to the realization that, like, oh, my pet rooster just got raped in the yard.
Your rooster's gay. I got a gay rooster.
It's your core memory.
Rooster, man. It is a core memory, dude. I remember watching my rooster just run around and my grandpa tell how he worded it, because we were on a farm. He's like, your rooster got rutted.
Did he
rutted.
Did he run different afterwards?
I mean, I couldn't tell.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
You couldn't even look at him anymore.
Yes. I tried to train him back. That's how like into it I was. I would like get into the pen with him and have him try to attack me.
You're just giving him fake. You're giving him Faygo and shit. You're like, come on. Well, what happened to your rooster ultimately?
I mean, we just put him back out in the yard. I'm sure he just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just would. I hope that he lived a decent life, but I doubt that he was the same ever again.
Yeah. Well, you know, he probably moved to New York and started a little home in Greenwich, in New York City. Gay pride parade every year. You know, he just really be himself. That's what we do. You know? That's what New York's for. So you can go be yourself. Man, that's crazy. I love that. That's one of my favorite stories ever now. Okay. So, hell yeah. All right. Well, I don't think anything's going to top Gay Rooster. I'm sorry. I don't even know where we can
tiny
go from
here. Tiny little boxing gloves. Yeah. The stories of a rooster's rape.
I want to read that comic book also after this one. Yeah. Well, yeah, this book was pretty good. I'm glad I read it.
Yeah.
It was good read. It was a quick read. And it's even worth going back to check the art out a little bit. I think the authors seemed really authentic and a real fan. You could tell by the way he spoke. And yeah. And so this is basically a compilation of all of the stories timeline wise of Andre the Giant that other people have about him and just biography and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I feel like it gives a good explanation, like throughout, of like all the different like wrestling terms and shit, like putting them over, babyface and heel, and like explains wrestling out pretty well.
Yeah,
while telling Andre the Giant's story,
it's good for people like me.
Yeah,
I'm just completely ignorant. I don't know, right? So it helped so much that I actually just reading through the fight play by play helped me watch the video. Because I was like, if I watch this video without this play-by-play, I would zone out, honestly. I would just zone the fuck out and then kind of come back and like, oh, they're still holding each other? All right. And then I would just, you know, because I wouldn't understand the subtlety of like what's going on. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is, highly recommend this for idiots who don't know anything about wrestling. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you don't know shit about wrestling, you don't get it. You should read this. Andre the Giant. Are there any other biographies about him that you know of?
There is another one, Andre the Giant, there's one other one.
I think the best compilation of all Andre information is probably the HBO documentary about his life.
Okay.
That's got every story in it.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, it rules. And fucking, Hulk Hogan lies in it a lot. That's Hulk's big thing. He fucking remembers things a little differently than everyone else that was there. But
yeah,
there's a lot of that. But besides that, it's really fucking good.
Yeah.
His daughter's in it.
Oh, really? As an adult?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What's she like? ugly?
Big old bitch.
Yeah. Some big bitch.
Yeah, dude. That's probably like some 6'4" fucking like the world. Giant.
Did she get the gigantus or whatever the thing is called?
I don't think so. She is.
She's just large. Big lady.
Big old bones.
Yeah. Well, and one thing we didn't discuss was whenever they had those two dudes who got drunk at the bar with them and started picking a fight. And then they run outside to their car, and Andre the Giant just flips their entire car over with them in it.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Yeah. I'd heard that story, not even like before I read it in this book. And somebody said that the cops came and all the two dudes in the car were just kept on screaming, "A giant flipped our car. A giant flipped our car."
Hell yeah. It was an ogre. Pretty cool.
Yeah. He was 23 whenever he flipped that car. I can't imagine like being that. Him in his prime must have been the most scary person in the world. Like at 23, 24, like fuck him in his 30s in the ring. Like him 24, like he carried up a fridge up 6 flights of stairs and shit. Like
farm boy strength with Andre, damn.
Oh, that's just the most ridiculous like action movie type person.
Yeah, well, you were a farm boy.
Yeah,
so you had that.
I had, it had that at moment. One point.
Yeah, carrying fucking sheep around your neck or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I bet
you got your gay rooster over your on your shoulder. You know, walking around.
Damn it.
Yes. Yeah, it's I guess it's unfortunate as a girl to be that big, but if I were her, I would probably just move to Switzerland.
Yeah.
Because everybody's big there.
Yeah. Who's the most giant woman in the world?
The most giant woman?
The biggest woman in the world?
Well, I don't know.
Hmm.
Nobody's looking that way, I'll tell you that. So nobody knows. Right?
Yeah,
nobody pays attention to that. It's do we still do Guinness books?
Rumeysa Gelgi.
Yeah.
Oh, Turkish. Hell yeah. Turkish, yeah. Big old Turkey woman.
Yeah. Oh, but that's big in that other way. That doesn't count.
She ain't a giant.
It's like, you know, look, she
that's a lot of woman.
She did this. You know, this was like an effort. This was like a work, a project to become this big. I'm talking about a person who's like big, like tall.
Yeah. Is there a woman with acromegaly?
Let's see. Isn't gigantism also that? Or is that just when your balls get big?
Gigantism is the like common term for it.
Oh, that's the same lady.
That's that chick. Yeah, I saw a YouTube documentary about her.
Damn.
Yeah, she's huge.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Look at her ear.
That's a huge bitch.
That's a big ear.
Yeah.
She's never seen any of that.
She's a good listener.
Yeah, she's listening to the next town over.
She's got sonar, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, she is just a satellite dish. That's all she
parents?
Is.
They got to remove 6 seats for her in
she work at
airplanes.
Target?
Yes.
God damn. Whoa, yeah, she's there. She's their size while sitting. Like yeah. She's there. That's crazy.
Yeah, this is good. This is one good thing about the internet is that when somebody has proportions that nobody's used to and it's like you can't stop staring, you could really get it out of your system with the internet. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like you just stare at a picture of her and then if she's ever in front of you for real, you'll like know, you know, yeah. So just chill.
You've got that out of your system already.
Yeah.
You could just be like, oh yeah, it's that lady.
It's right. Kind of like the argument for why we should all just walk around naked. You know what I mean? Right? But also, I don't know. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, no, I heard that argument about first time you go on a date, if the people would just be like, okay, hey, let's show each other our genitals. Then you have no...
Are we 5?
No. Like,
dude, I paid a kid a Snickers for the first grade so I could look at his dick. It was the only time I've ever engaged in prostitution.
No, that's barter. That's a bartering system. Barter. That's not prostitution.
Hey, I had to start somewhere.
But no, yeah, if you just get out of the way, all the underlying pressure of like, oh, well, are we going to match up sexually and shit like that? Just like right off the bat, show each other our genitals. All right. I guess we could talk and this might work.
This sounds good for you.
I don't know. I think that's an interesting concept.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think this fits into the fact that you want to see more worms in Dune and also like You like the graphic novel of the Dark Tower rather than the novel because they lay everything out. I think it's like that. That's your personality. It's just it's like show me your genitals. Show me your genitals. Uh-huh. Right now, let's get to the action. Yeah. Whereas I'm like, hey, I don't want to see that shit yet. let's eat.
Do you have the food. Dude cup?
No, I haven't. Have you seen this? For the new Dune movie at theaters,
Dune 2 cup.
The Dune 2 cup. It's the mouth of the sandworm. So it looks like a fleshlight. Like it looks like a giant fleshlight
with teeth.
But it's a popcorn cup.
People fucking this Dune 2 cup.
Yeah, they're for sure fucking the cup.
Wait, hold on. All right.
Can you pull up the Dune 2 cup?
Oh, boy.
Dune 2 cup.
What is happening? What did you just say to me? Like, what did you just actually tell me right now?
People
like,
are fucking the promotional Dune 2 cup.
They're fucking the cup.
Yeah.
almost assuredly.
But it's not soft in there, right? It's a cup.
Well, no, like
you got to see this cup.
I said, it looks like the sandworm's mouth.
Oh God! All right, you know I get it. It's fine. It's fine. I understand. Look, that's just how we are as humans. You know what I mean?
How many of those have you ordered, Clay?
None. But I've thought about it.
No, you can't put your dick in that. Look at that shit.
No, look, it's got the ribbing, the little mouth thing.
Look at the hand in it.
Yeah,
this is like. This is what you guys think a vagina is like.
Yeah, dude hole.
This is like good enough.
Hey, girl, let me get some of that dude hole.
Let me get that sandworm out right here.
Give me some sandworm.
People do not know anatomy enough. No. You should not put your dick into a crevice, a crevasse that's meant to
a toothy crevasse.
You're supposed to sip shit out of that
perfect circle.
The perfect circle. That's not it.
That's not what a vagina
That's
looks
not
like.
It. It's a listen.
Okay, let's look if up you're what a real
take,
vagina looks
you're gonna
like.
Take an, if you're taking the skin boat to Tuna Town, all right?
Skin boat to Tuna Town.
All right. If you're fishing for trout in mysterious waters, all right, you're not gonna end up with whatever this cup is. All right. This is not it. Whatever's inside here.
I mean, yeah, but also it doesn't have to be it.
But what if it was? And that's what they're trying to prove.
Listen, yeah. I have one. I'm telling you. Okay, I've looked in there. All right.
Look, one of
I've looked in there. I've put shit in there.
Oh,
all right. My gynecologist.
Just pull that's what they got in there.
Yes.
Damn.
All right. Now listen. Let me tell you something. If you see the dune worms and it opens its fucking maw and that's what you see. Then put your dick in the cup. By all means, put your dick in that cup. Look, but that's not it.
They can't grow teeth.
Yes. And also, yeah, vaginas are better. Yes, exactly. Because they can't grow teeth. Okay? Look, remember that.
Melissa, I don't know if you know that guys will pretty much fuck anything.
Oh, no.
But
I know.
Like,
we all know.
One of the earliest fuck things that I did, even, that I got from, I think I heard it on Loveline. You take a Ziploc bag, you put you take a rag and you moisten it, you put it in the microwave for a little bit, let it warm up, put it in the Ziploc bag, and then you put that in the couch cushion, and then you fuck the couch.
Where did the fucking couch come from?
You put it in the couch?
You put it in the couch cushion.
Oh my God.
Yes. I can smell this.
My point is, guys will pretty much fuck anything. So Dune,
I know.
Dune cup.
Guys
is,
are like guys are
not,
men are like raccoons. You know, it's like you got to lock your cabinets up. You got to put the fucking child safety lock. Yeah, just anything that could possibly be fucked, you got to put away.
Yeah. So yeah,
just don't leave apple pies lying around.
Naturally,
right?
Whenever they came out with the Dune cup, every guy's thought is, I can see myself putting my dick in there. I probably won't. But
I get it. It's
fine. About like 25% of guys who got that Dune cup for sure put their dick in it.
Look, I do believe I'm actually not judgmental about this because I do believe deep down that this is probably why humanity has flourished on this planet is because when something doesn't fit in the mouth, we try to mash it against our genitals. You know what I mean? And that's how we have slowly discovered what's good for both of those holes. So
and then.
You know,
I mean, one, we were talking about this earlier. Do you think that Andre the Giant stick could have fit in the Dune cup? Do you think it had gigantism as well?
I don't even want to play this game.
You've never seen it, right?
Yeah, no, nobody's ever seen it. Like, it's never been reported how big his dick was.
It was probably average sized, but average size compared to his actual body size probably looks too small to be, you know, so he probably had to just... Suck. Yeah. Well, it doesn't suck. Having an average size penis is fine. It's average, right?
Well, no, but
it
for him, it's
adequate
like,
size.
It's like if you Andre the Giant and you have a woman in bed and you walk out naked and it's your normal 6 or even 7 inch dick against your body, that does not look flattering
at
all.
It doesn't. It looks.
That's a sad sight.
Yeah. Yeah. As a chick. Well, you know, but until you get close and then you're like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like an optical illusion. It's like one of those optical illusions. You got to hold it really close to your eyeballs till it's like cross eyed.
Just squint. Right? Just squint a little.
And then suddenly it just kind of like pops out at you. You know, it's like more 3D. So there you go.
Well, all right.
Are we ending on this?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We got an outro song.
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah, this is Show Me Your Genitals. This is perfect outro song for this.
Once it loads, yes.
All right. Paused.
We got a, yeah.
I'm making a moussaka this weekend if anybody wants some.
What's awesome. A moussaka?
Moussaka is like a Greek version of lasagna.
Hey.
So then instead of the noodles, it's like potatoes and eggplant.
Nice. I'll definitely want some.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dylan, anything you want to plug before we head out? Fat Kids Podcast.
Yeah, I'm on Fat Kids, and that comes out, and it's good. And then I'm going to be rapping
job.
And singing on the High Tonight Show on Thursday.
Fuck yeah.
That's a musical guest. That should be fun. I'll be headlining Hugin's Hole on the 14th and 15th.
Awesome.
So get your tickets to that.
Hell yeah.
And Melissa, you're going to be doing the book roast.
Yeah.
With Destiny, and then any other shows you want to plug?
Well, no, just check out my YouTube channel, Melissa yeah. Explains the Classics,
Melissa
right?
Explains the Classics.
If you want to do a little bit more booky kind of stuff, and yeah, that's it.
Awesome. Well, we'll leave it on Show Me Your Genitals, and thank y'all everybody for tuning into the Turtle Reads.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
What a good old time.
Bye-bye.